I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, January 3rd. Quincy City Council will return to in-person meetings at City Hall tonight. The council is scheduled to meet in the council chambers at 7:30. It'll be their first in-person meeting since the outbreak of the pandemic. There will still be a remote option for councilors who don't want to be in person. At-large City Councilor Noel DeBona is expected to be elected the next City Council President. DeBona says the next council meeting will be on January 24th. More at-home rapid COVID-19 tests were distributed yesterday to teachers and school staff across Massachusetts. The goal is to help slow the spread of COVID as teachers and students return from winter break. The arrival of the test was delayed until over the weekend. As a result, some districts decided to close school or hold delayed openings to start the week. Not here in Quincy, though. District said the changes will allow students and staff to have more time to get tested and plan for absences due to positive results. Some of the districts closed today include Sharon, Randolph, and Brookline. Cambridge schools are closed today and tomorrow. Other schools have a two-hour delay today to allow time for teachers and staff to be tested before students enter the building. Those include Brockton, Waltham, Somerville, and Woburn. Arlington will dismiss students early today and tomorrow. The Mass Teachers Association had called for all schools to stay closed today for testing, but the state said no. Overall, the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education purchased more than 200,000 rapid tests so faculty and staff could be tested. According to the latest update from the state, nearly 1,000 executive branch employees have left their jobs due to the vaccine mandate. The state reported that 97% of the more than 41,000 executive branch employees are in compliance with the mandate. The workers either showed proof of vaccination or had an exemption granted. There are 988 employees who have left their jobs. There were 656 involuntary resignations and 332 voluntary resignations. The involuntary resignation numbers include 160 part-time contractors from the Municipal Police Training Committee. Governor Baker issued the executive order on August 19th. The policy applies to anyone who performs services for an executive department agency, including part-time, seasonal, temporary, and contract workers. Booster shots are not currently required. All jury trials in Massachusetts have been paused until the end of January due to the rise in COVID cases. The Supreme Judicial Court says all courts will still be open for other business. The pause in jury trials expires January 31st. Concern is rising for the nation's blood supply, which has now dipped to concerning levels and could force hospitals to hold off on essential blood transfusions for patients. Historically low blood supply levels, not seen in more than a decade, persist for the American Red Cross, which supplies about 40% of the nation's blood. The ongoing decline comes at a time of year when donations typically fall. Holiday get-togethers, school breaks, and winter weather often lead to lower donor turnout, potentially further compounding the situation. Potential donors are urged to schedule an appointment now by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Those who come to give blood, platelets, or plasma in January will automatically be entered for a chance to win a getaway to Super Bowl 56 in Los Angeles on February 13th. And as an extra thank you from the Red Cross, those who come to donate this month will also be automatically entered to win a home theater package and a $500 e-gift card. New England is warming up faster than the rest of the world, according to researchers. A new study led by environmental sustainability professor Stephen Young of Salem State University finds average temperatures in the region increased 3.29 degrees between 1900 and 2020. The rest of the planet warmed 2 degrees over that same time period. In Massachusetts, temperatures have risen even faster, about 3.5 degrees. Study also finds that winter is warming the fastest of New England's four seasons. Scientists say the changes will have a dangerous impact on natural resources, economy, and tourism. Well, dozens of people participated in the second annual North Quincy Polar Plunge on Wollaston Beach on Saturday. An estimated 50 people attended the fundraiser for the Jimmy Fund. Last year's plunge raised about $3,000. Organizer Dan Gilmartin said he wanted to bring people together to kick off the new year. All funds raised this year will benefit the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. And a century-old tradition in South Boston was back on Saturday. Dozens of people started 2022 by jumping into the chilly waters of Boston Harbor for the L Street Brownies annual New Year's Day swim. The air temperature was in the mid-40s, which is considered mild. Back in 2018, the temperature hovered around zero. A group from XS Brokers, an insurance broker in Quincy, did the plunge together to raise $13,000 for Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund on behalf of a co-worker's wife who passed away in 2021 from cancer. A check of business news. Stocks opened the day and the year in negative territory. The Dow is down 59. The NASDAQ dropped 96, and the S&P fell 12. Asian stocks are mixed on 2022's first day of trading after Wall Street ended last year with a double-digit gain. The dollar is higher. The euro is down. Oil almost $76 a barrel. Sports. Patriots beat the Jaguars 50-10. Celtics over Orlando 116-111. The Bruins down Detroit 5-1. Forecast for the National Weather Service for today. Maybe some afternoon snow showers. Highs in the mid-30s. Tonight clear and cold. Low 26. Tomorrow sunny at a high 35. Some afternoon rain Wednesday with a high 51. Thursday, partly cloudy, high 44. For the boater, waves 2 to 3 feet. Winds out of the north could gust to 25 knots. High tide, 11:17 a.m. Sunrise, 7:12, set at 4:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, January 3rd.